Well, clearly we've taken soundings from across the piece in South Yorkshire, from elected members and from the members of the public, and it's quite clear that all of them wanted to retain the current police air provision, which we enjoy in South Yorkshire. It's a fantastic service, and we didn't want it to be diluted in any way, shape or form by this odd proposal from the National Police Air Service.
Any worries that this will cost us more in the long run?
No, because the figures that were put forward today were very spurious insofar as they couldn't pin them down. We kept coming back, various members of the authority kept coming back to MPAS representatives today to ask them for clarification on figures, and they weren't able to give us those figures. So it's very difficult for us to predict at this moment in time whether our costs will increase or decrease over the future. What we do know is that we've currently got provision in the budget to provide this service over the medium term, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
They were selling it, weren't they, but nobody was buying today.
Well, absolutely. They were doing a salesman's job, which any salesman would be expected to do if they wanted to get business. But ultimately, it weren't the right decision for South Yorkshire. The right decision for South Yorkshire is to retain the current police helicopter provision that we have. And that's what we've decided to do, and it's the right decision.